This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Political heavyweights are making a final push in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry as tomorrow is the last day of campaigning for assembly elections in the two states and the Union Territory. Single-phase polling will be held for 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry on Thursday. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held three public meetings in Assam today at Barpeta, Hojai and Dibrugarh. Addressing a rally at Hojai this afternoon, he reiterated that the development of every district and region of Assam remains a top priority for his party and the National Democratic Alliance. Mr. Modi alleged that Assam was deprived of development during the Congress tenure and the party worked primarily for its own interests.
आज बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार डिब्रूगढ़ को फिर से बहुत बड़ा हब बना रही है। हम ऊपरी असम को कांग्रेस की उपस्था से बाहर निकाल रहे हैं। कांग्रेस के दशकों के कुशासन ने असम की कनेक्टिविटी की कोई चिंता नहीं की। बोगीबिल ब्रिज हो, भूपेन हजारिका सेतु हो, जोरहाट माजुली सेतु हो, ब्रह्मपुत्र और अन्य नदियों पर बन रहे ऐसे सेतु इस क्षेत्र की कनेक्टिविटी को नई ऊंचाई पर पहुंचा रहे हैं।
The Congress also stepped up its campaign in the state. Addressing a press conference in Guwahati, senior Congress leader Kumari Selja targeted the BJP over the issue of uniform civil code. In Puducherry, senior Congress leader and Lok Sabha opposition leader Rahul Gandhi, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah and DMK leader and Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin led an intense day of campaigning across the Union Territory. In Kerala, the day was abuzz with meetings and roadshows by senior leaders from various political parties. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah attended a roadshow at Haripad. Senior CPM leader and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan released the progress card of his government today. Congress General Secretary and Wayanad MP Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a corner meeting at Karacheri and Thiruvambadi. Meanwhile, for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal, filing of nomination ended today. Scrutiny of nominations will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates can withdraw their names by Thursday. Polling for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in the first phase of West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of this month. Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan has rejected the impeachment motion brought by opposition members against Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar. The Rajya Sabha Secretariat in a parliamentary bulletin informed that after due consideration of the notice of motion and a careful and objective assessment of all relevant aspects and issues involved, the Chairman Rajya Sabha has refused to admit the notice of motion. Indian Railways has approved multiple projects worth 1,364 crore rupees to strengthen safety, signalling and communication infrastructure across its network. The Ministry of Railways said that the sanctioned works include provision of kavach on locomotives, expansion of optical fibre cable network and replacement of panel interlocking with electronic interlocking systems across various railway zones. Government today assured that there is sufficient stock of food grains in the country amid the West Asia conflict. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Additional Secretary for Department of Consumer Affairs Anupam Mishra said that there is no usual volatility in the prices of essential commodities. Joint Secretary in the Department of Food and Public Distribution, C. Shikha, said that the country has adequate buffer stock of both wheat and rice. The West Asia conflict continues to escalate with Iran rejecting proposals for a temporary ceasefire and Israel launching fresh strikes on key Iranian energy infrastructure. The media reported that a senior Iranian official said Tehran would not reopen the Strait of Hormuz in exchange for temporary ceasefire, arguing that Washington is not prepared to negotiate a permanent and comprehensive end to the conflict that began in February. In IPL cricket, the match between Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings has been called off due to rain. Before rain interrupted the match, Kolkata were 25 for 2 in 3.4 overs at Eden Gardens in Kolkata earlier. Kolkata Knight Riders won the toss and opted to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.